Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Buoyant. Good mood today. Kind of an exciting football game last night. A little surprising, the one-way Alabama win, but that's okay, I guess, as I'm still happy from the Georgia win by Michigan State. So, yeah, good mood. Can't complain. Good
well,
night for basketball
if I can,
tonight.
If I can toot my own horn, Dr. Braccio, I predicted an Alabama victory. They should have won the game the first time they played.
Yep.
Didn't make their field goals and didn't make bigger plays. And last night they dominated. And we're both exhausted for staying up so late. But that's what you do, right?
Well, that's what you do. That's what makes life worthwhile, doing things that sometimes – wouldn't make sense to people that weren't interested in it, but it makes life fulfilling.
All right, let's talk about something, and we have a topic we're going to talk about, but first I want you to be Dr. Braccio for the Lansing City Council, and I'll pick up the tab for this. They are a dysfunctional group. There's two factions. They don't like each other, and they don't respect each other, and I deduct this from the way that they treat each other. And what can we do to help the Lansing City Council find some love, respect, and cohesiveness so they can take care of their business?
Well, two things. Eventually, you sometimes have to do this through the election process. Now, I mean, that doesn't answer your question, but when you get that type of situation, if they're so entrenched they won't agree, then eventually you're just going to have to vote one group out. But let's hope that doesn't have to happen, because I'm sure there are people with good intentions on both sides. There's really a need for somebody to be a broker, to be able to work with the group here that can somehow find some common goals, some common things they can agree with. You have to start with something you agree on, because they obviously disagree on most things, if not seemingly all things, and kind of start from there. Very difficult. If I go back to Team of Rivals, of a book on Lincoln showing how he dealt with group people that you'd never imagine get along with. I'm not trying to compare the difficulties of the Civil War, the difficulties of anything that dramatic with city council, but it's still problem solving relates to the same thing. You need to get people of goodwill that can come to conclusions, and often there has to be a catalyst. There has to be a person who can come forward with a common purpose, something they can all agree on. That's much easier said than done, but that's the difference between the statesperson, the statesman, stateswoman, versus just the run-of-the-mill politician.
Can dysfunction like this survive? Can they live together?
Well, to some degree, they have to. They're there together. They each have a vision, if you will, of how to do things. And unfortunately, as soon as someone comes along with even a good idea, because of the animosity and the bad feelings, they're not able to work together. I'm an optimist, though, Tony. I always believe that people, if overall their intentions are good, meaning their goal is to help the city, then somehow, somewhere, there will be some bread breaking and some getting together and working things out. That is key. But it will take somebody who is big enough who can somehow broker and pull people together. They might even have to just have someone informally that everyone respects just come in and kind of work with them. But it's definitely a very difficult situation and not good for the city.
All right, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. We've had a little bit more than a week to try and keep our resolutions going. I know that you have been in contact with a lot of folks who are trying to lose weight, and that could be a challenge.
Well, we really have. It's been interesting. Even after 46 years in the field, I'm always amazed how the same issues come up every year. And clearly, people tend to really eat through the holidays. So I think as a result, when they look at their belt moving up a little bit, their pants not fitting, their skirts not fitting, they begin to think about weight. And that's a good resolution to have. The problem is so many people that start off like gangbusters, they kind of lose interest, along the way. And my view has always been, if you're losing weight, you first want to, you may go see your doctor, you may find a type of diet you like. But the main thing is to take control of what you eat. you know, drink plenty of water, cut down when you're out. Don't get the 20-ounce steak. Get the 6-ounce steak, and then get plenty of greens, plenty of vegetables. Things like trying to adapt to the low-cal butters, ice cream, salad dressings. They seem like simple things to do, but people don't do them. Or when you go out, if you know you're going to go where they give big portions, get your doggy bag before you eat. So things that seem obvious, people don't do. Like if you determine each day what you're going to eat and stick to that, that becomes an important thing. So these are basic things that we work with people. It's not even like we're necessarily doing weight per se. We're just trying to work with people to do common sense. But Tony, if you really look at most people that weigh too much and eat too much, it's as simple as they aren't disciplined, or they really don't know. Maybe that's a better way to put it. They don't know what to do, or they choose to weigh more because they get more pleasure out of weight. So there's a lot of a lot of psychological components to eating. So when you get your resolution to lose weight, you have to look at yourself psychologically, physically, and just how you plan things out. But everybody can have success if that is their goal. And this is a great time of year, using January, this first part of January, to remake yourself, remake your life.
Well, I think also support can be a help. My wife went on a diet, and just try to help her out. I knew it helped me out too, but I just thought, you know what? Whatever you're going to do, I'm going to do. So we're doing it together. And
wonderful.
You know, I think support in this area. Whenever I see someone who loses a lot of weight, for example, Mike Peplowski, the former Michigan State basketball player, has lost a lot of weight. And for guys, it's not easy. But I went up and said, "Dude, you look good, and you motivate me." So I think encouraging people can be good.
Listen, I went from 280 to 230, mainly my wife and I going, this is years ago, going on a diet, doing things together. But if you have a team and you can do it together, and Tony, I've always known you were a good father. Now you're letting me know you're a good husband.
Well, every once in a while, I sneak something good in there. I try. Dr. John Braccio is with the Regional Psychological Services. You can always give him a call. Dr. Braccio, have a great day.
You're a champion, buddy. Good talking to you.